We will be continuing to address the actual problem around money, which is your vibration about money. We all have a vibration around money, and it's probably not very high. So think about your current vibration around money and your current relationship with money. If money and you were in a relationship, how do you feel about it? Do you feel resentful because there's not enough? Do you hold on really tightly because there's not enough? Do you hate it because other people have it and you don't? Are you insecure around money? Just think about that in terms of a relationship, because that contributes to and forms your vibration. And if your vibration around money is not very high and is uptight and it's about scarcity and not enough, then that's going to inform your financial life. Of course, it's important to think, how did you get this way? Where did you learn this vibration? Where did you get this vibration? Where did it come from? And what stories did you hear about money? Of course, we go right back to our families. Maybe your family taught you that money was bad, or that wealthy people are mean. Think about that. What did your family members say about wealthy people? You could even write this down. My parents said that wealthy people were what? And fill in the blank. Or maybe your parents were wealthy people and you didn't want to be like them. My parents said, write this sentence down, this would be helpful. My family said that money was, and see if you can fill in a couple of blanks there. So you could have a block to being wealthy because they taught you not to like wealthy people and you don't want to be one of them. That's very, very common. And it's sort of unconscious. You're not really aware that it's going on in your energy or your vibration. But the chances are, if you're listening to this, you do have a block to being financially wealthy. It came from somewhere. And there are beliefs going on around wealthy people. Let's say the truth is that you don't like wealthy people and you don't want to be one of them. 0 to 10. How true does that feel? I don't want to be one of them. I don't like wealthy people. How true does that feel? Even if it's embarrassing to admit it. 0 to 10. How true does that feel in your system? I don't want to be one of them. They're dot, dot, dot. And let's use that as our setup phrase for an EFT sequence. So see if you can get a number on it, though. Oof, when I think of being a wealthy person, I feel upset. I don't want to be one of them. So that's our target. And now we'll start tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I have a block to being wealthy because they taught me not to like wealthy people, I deeply and profoundly accept my reactions and my feelings. Even though I have a block to being wealthy, because they taught me not to like wealthy people, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I don't want to be one of them, I accept who I am and how I feel. Now we start tapping on the eyebrow point. I don't want to be one of them. Side of the eye. I have a block to being wealthy. Under the eye. I was taught that wealthy people are bad. Under the nose. I was taught that wealthy people are bad. Chin point. I don't want to be one of them. Collarbone. Wealthy people are bad. Under the arm. I don't want to be one of them. Top of the head. I don't want to be one of them because I was taught they're bad or mean. Good. Take a breath. Now, this is a very different topic than the topic that money is bad. That's a whole nother target that we could use. So see if you can measure that again. They taught me that wealthy people are bad, or I don't like wealthy people. See if you can measure again, 0 to 10, your emotion, even though I don't want to be one of them, and see if it's gone down at all. See if that level on 0 to 10 has been reduced at all by our tapping. We can do another quick round. We'll skip the karate chop point and just go to the tapping points. Eyebrow. I was taught wealthy people are bad. Side of the eye. No wonder I don't want to be one of them. Under the eye. I was taught that wealthy people are evil. Under the nose. No wonder I don't want to be one of them. Chin. No wonder I'm blocking my financial abundance. Collarbone. No wonder I have a block to being financially wealthy. Under the arm. I don't want to be one of them. Top of the head. They taught me not to like wealthy people. And I don't want to be one of them. Good. Take a breath. So I hope this makes some sense, that if you learned from anyone in your family or from the community that wealthy people were evil, mean, bad, rotten, anything like that, selfish, greedy, that then you would take on that message as a child and make a decision, well, I'm not going to be one of them. And that can block you even if you're incredibly smart, incredibly hardworking, and have a great job. So measure that again, 0 to 10. How does that feel to you? I don't want to be one of them. Wealthy people are bad. And hopefully the charge on that has gone down. If you need to listen to this track again and keep tapping on that, change the words to fit your situation. That may be very useful for you. And we'll move on to a target of money is bad.